Good evening, gentlemen. Hilchos Brachos Siman Reish Chof Hei. We're going to be discussing tonight some of the halachas of Pirkei Shehechiyonu. We'll be discussing, amongst other topics, what the relevant bracha is when you see a friend that you haven't seen in a long time. What bracha do you actually say? We'll be discussing why, when do you make a bracha if you didn't see somebody for a long time? After how long do you make a bracha? Why? The reasoning behind it. We'll be talking about what if you never actually met a friend, but you're really close to him. Say you know him from a pen, what's called a pen?
Pen friend.
Yeah, or you know somebody from you just know him from but you're friendly with him, but you've never actually met him, do you make a bracha or not? We may even speak a little bit about the relevant bracha that is to be said by a bar mitzvah. Bracha by a bar mitzvah? Shabtani, which is a very interesting bracha. Why we say it by bar mitzvah, when do you say it, and why don't we say it by a bas mitzvah? I mean, again, diversity, and again, we want to be absolutely, but why do we say it by bar mitzvah? The father of a bar mitzvah boy will say, but he's not going to say it by his son reaching, by his daughter reaching bas mitzvah. Why is that? Okay, yeah.
Yesterday you said, you know, we talked about going to cemetery 30 days.
Yeah.
Where does the 30 days come? Why is it, if you've been, where, it didn't say, I know it's 30 days and you say the special prayer, and after 30 days you say it again, but within 30 days, if you go the second time, you don't have to say it. But where did the 30 days come from?
Okay, so the 30 days is a concept that the Shulchan Aruch says, that in the last Sifan, in page 280, last Sifan, Siman Resh Chof Dalet, all the brachas are to be recited. You can only make the same. It's only within 30 days, you don't make the same bracha again. All the pikas are here. It's considered one, it's too close to another. You need a certain distance, distance to the site, to seeing it, and only then you can make the bracha again. It's a bit like 30 days is a month. It's a real...
Like a month.
The period of a month. Yeah. Okay. Pardon? What do we find there? That's also 30 days. Yeah. Okay. Haroya as chaveiroy. Somebody who sees his friend. Somebody who sees his friend after 30 days. He didn't see him for a full 30 days. And then he sees him again. Oimeh, he says, the Baruch of Shechionu. Do you know that? If you see a friend after 30 days? So after summer holidays, how long? Yeah? So after you make Shechionu. If you didn't see him for 12 months, you make the bracha of Mechaye Hamesim. Yeah? But this is only to be said, if you're particularly close to him, you're really close to him, and you're particularly happy by seeing him. You're happy to see him. So, Mishnah Berurah says, what kind of scenario are you talking about? Sifkot na'alef, chaveiro, ve'en chiluk ben ish le'isha. It doesn't make a difference if it's a woman or a man, it doesn't make a difference. V'hainu, him roi ish toi ve'imoi, say you didn't see your mother for a really long time. She lives, yeah? You make a brocha. You make shechionu. If it's 30 days, shechionu. One minute. Him roi ish toi ve'imoi, if you didn't see your wife, say a person was in prison for a bit, and then he's going home again, or he went for business for a long time, more than 30 days, he's coming back, he makes the same with son, daughter, kivin shamech, since, probably, hopefully, he's happy to see them again, yeah? So, v'nene b'riyosam, and he's happy to see them, he makes the bracha. Kosu ha-poskim, the poskim, right? Im rochach, chocham chach me'isoel, bevorech olav ashecholak, we spoke previously about the bracha that you, is to be said, if you see a Talmud Chochem, a great Talmud Chochem. What's the bracha? Ashecholak, that's right, Ashecholak. So, Kedel Simen Reish Chof Dal Tzivov. So, if you see a great Talmud Chochem, an outstanding Torah leader, you say, besides the fact that it's Ashecholak, Gam Shechionu Usa Shechionu, Im Shloish Mim Shele Rosu. A bit of Kiddush Mishnah Berurah. Not everybody agrees to that, but Mishnah Berurah holds, if you haven't seen, Rabban Leib, Reb Chaim Kanevsky, Lebodl, whatever it may be, you didn't see him for a long time, and you're seeing them. So besides the fact that you say Ashecholak, you also make Shechionu. Right. Now, Rabbi Yitzhak, you mentioned nowadays. What's your shout about nowadays?
FaceTime and
You can actually see them. You can actually see them. It's good. So that is the Mishnah Berurah going to be saying soon that that if you, that's actually Steve Bass. Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. What if you had prior contact? You had contact in the middle. Can you still make the bracha or not? But never mind that. I want to tell you what the Aruch Shulchan says and many other poskim, which is such a straightforward approach. And I think it's very aloch lemaisa. I don't think that many people say the bracha b'shem v'malchus. You will have people who will say bracha mecha meisim, and I've even heard people saying, after seeing some, not seeing somebody for a long time, they'll say bracha mecha meisim b'shem v'malchus. But you will actually hardly ever anybody actually saying bracha to Hashem elokim elechayom. You will hardly have a people. Why is that? So I'll tell you what some of the poskim say. I think it's very, very mistaba. What's the only condition Shulchan Aruch says? Besides the time gap, what is another condition Shulchan Aruch says? When can you make the bracha? That's right, you need to be happy. That's right, you need to be Sameach Beriosam. Shulchan Aruch says Sameach Beriosam, you need to be happy to see it. Sameach, happy Beriosam by seeing. Yeah, both. Whether Shechionu or Mechamezin, that's right, you need to be happy to see them. So some boys can say, what's going to happen is, if imagine that minig would still be done today. Not the minig, if people would still be makbid on this halacha and saying, imagine you see somebody, and he's like all happy to see you, he's genuinely happy to see you, and he's like, oh wow, I'm so happy to see you, bocha to Hashem, and he makes the bocha of, he says the bocha of Sheikh Yonu. The truth of the matter is, you were quite happy not to see him for 12 months. You could do another 12 months easily without tomorrow. Now you're not quite sure what to do because on the one hand you know he made the bracha on you and he probably but you don't offend him, so what are you going to say? You're going to start coughing and everything, and then you're going to end up making the bracha, or you're going to be really overly offensive. Either way, it's no way. Little do you know that actually the only reason why he made the bracha in the first place is because he didn't want to offend you. So the problem, there is over here a certain element that it could be a bracha levatole. If you end up saying the bracha, He could be a bracha levatole. Hence, the poskim can say that the fact that people are reluctant to say the bracha nowadays, actually, its reasoning and its makor and its rationale is quite understandable, it's quite accepted. That in olden days, people were very open, you know, there was no issue. If you're happy, you made the bracha. If you're not happy, you didn't make a bracha, and end of story. However, nowadays, there's an element of political correctness, goes with Ofsted as well, maybe, I'm not sure. Maybe it's part of the diversity. I'm not sure, but you have to be, you've got to be politically correct. And if you make the bracha without really meaning it, if you're going to end up saying the bracha without genuinely feeling it, it's going to be a bracha levatole. Hence, many poskim agree, you don't say the bracha nowadays anymore. What do you think about it, Rabbi Yisai? Makes sense? Chassidim say, Bokhashem Zaytzech. Bokhashem Zaytzech. Yeah, very nice. Bokhashem Zaytzech, yeah. Very nice. Yeah.
The Rosh Hashim would be expected to make a bracha for
him. Well, if it was particularly close, maybe yes. I had actually this very. I was one rabbi that I was particularly close with. I didn't see him for literally a few years because literally years, and I lost very much shaychus to him. But I was really, really. I was at one point extremely close to him. When I did meet him at one point again, I did feel like saying the bracha, but then I didn't actually say the bracha, and so you know you nowadays we don't say the bracha. So you'll say bracha mecha amesim b'shem v'malchus. You'll make the bracha, or bracha mezetzach is the Yiddish expression. But nowadays generally the bracha is not said anymore. It's not said anymore. Now the Sivkotan Gimel Mishnah Berurah says an important element which was mentioned by Rabbi Kagan a minute earlier. Hoy Mashiach Yonu. No, one second. Sifkot and Gimel. Before we go to Sifkot and Dalet, that's what you mentioned. Oymer Shech Yon. We call Elu Brachos B'Shem V'Malchus. Generally, you say the Bracha B'Shem V'Malchus with the name of Hashem. Hafilu Bikis Mecha Meisim, and even the Bracha Bikis Mecha Meisim, you will say B'Shem V'Malchus. Now, it does say in brackets that Mogen Geborim Shara B'Achonim. The Loke Tshuvas Ponimiris. There is one of the very, very early Achonim, one of the very, very important Achonim, who said that you actually say the Bracha Mecha Meisim without Shem Malchus. But that is not the halacha. Really, essentially, the bracha mecha amesim is to be said with Shem Malchus. Sefkot Ndal, mecha amesim. V'oz en mevach Shech Yonu. Here, if you say mecha amesim, you don't say Shech Yonu. V'tam habrocha zu. What's the reason? Why do you say mecha amesim, Rabbi Yisai? Why do we say mecha amesim? What's mecha amesim got to do with it? Why mecha amesim? Why mecha amesim? Says the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Masha. For the time bracha zu, the reason for this bracha, because of the Chiddush HaGodes, said the Chiddush HaGodes, the Masha, says the Chiddush HaGodes. It's quotation of the Masha. Lefi, since Shabbachol Shana, every year, Ha'adam, a person, Nidoin, is judged, Berosh HaShana, V'yeh Makipurim, a person, every single person is judged on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Him Lemoves, if Chas V'Shalom, he is judged for death, Him Lechaim, or he's judged for life, Moves Olechaim, V'im, everybody has, every Rosh Hashanah, it's a real court case. And a person may be Chas V'Shalom judged for Misa or for Chaim. If you saw somebody after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you didn't see somebody, he had to go through Rosh Hashanah. If it's 12 months, he must have been through a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, by definition. He passed, he went through a din, a judgment, a court case, as it were. Im Lemoves, Im Lav. Maybe he was Im Lemoves. It's as if he was saved from death. If you see somebody after 12 months, he had at one point, he was saved from death. I can't say from certain death, but from a court of death, from a, what's the word? Right? From
suffix.
Suffix, that's right, from a suffix.
In case he was judged.
Yeah, so anybody, nobody has got a cheskas chayim. Nobody's got a chazoka that you're going to live like Mr. Shelach. Nobody has got a chazoka. So every year, again, you have to, you know, hope for the best. And daven to Rebbeinu Shlom that you're worthy of it. So if you see somebody after 12 months, he went through Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. He went through Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So you have to, that's why it makes sense to make Mechaya Meisim. What do you think about that? It's very inspiring, right? It's very powerful. That's why you make the bracha Mechaya Meisim. Any thoughts on that, Rabbi Yisai? Pardon? Yeah, but the fact that it was a judgment, that's not a suffix. So Mechaya Meisim is that there was an element of Misa here, there was an element of judgment, and that you can make it was a Vadai court case, there was a Vadai suffix. Very good, Shaila. So, interesting you're asking. So, the Chonim are busy. What happens in the Ibu? Do you need to, if it's a leap year, do you need 13 months or 12 months to make the bracha? So, again, it's not relevant nowadays because we don't make the bracha with Shem and Malchus. But in previous generations, when people did say, it was actually Machloikas. It's actually Machloikas about it. When do you make it after 12 months or 13? The Machloikas are Chonim Asu. So you'd have to again. Ah, that's what you mean. Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, that's right. Very interesting. Yeah, I don't know. So that could actually be just 2 weeks. Yeah, from, that's right. From, yeah. Yeah, that's right. From, yeah, for a few weeks, a month. I don't know. It's a good child. I don't know. Tak, now that you're saying it, I remember seeing it somewhere, this question, but I don't know the answer. I don't know. Yeah. Ah, very good. Yeah, good. Yeah, excellent. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Okay. See, base. Mi shaloi roes chaveiro meoilom. Somebody who did not see his friend ever. How could that be? How could you have a friend that you never seen? Oh, Facebook friend. That's the contemporary version. That's right. Very good. That's right. Telephone. So he says that, well, the old-fashioned way, shalach looks of him. But they had letters. Do you remember letters? Anybody knows what letters is? Do you know those things that go through the post?
Pen to the paper, isn't it?
What?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, so letters. They sent letters. So you could know somebody just from other ways of communication, but you never actually saw him. Although you are happy to see him, you will not make a bracha on seeing him. Why is that? Why don't you make a bracha? You never seen him. You won't make mecha meisim, or you won't make shechi on. Why? Because you had a way of communicating with him. You could know him really well. Imagine, he had every 2 weeks, he sent a letter back and forth for 10 years straight. for 10 years straight.
School days.
Exactly. You know him very well.
Yeah,
of course.
You know,
just that's right. Pardon?
There's a story with a Machasaluza that he did make. Machasaluza came to Israel and he was friendly with someone called Afandri, I forgot his first name.
Abshlema Afandri, Maharsha Afandri.
According to the story, he made the Bracha
B'Sham. Makes sense, yeah. They had Ksov him, they wrote this and they made the Bracha when he saw him. Very interesting, yeah. That's very interesting. Yes, that's so. Mishmur says on this if cotton hay. Shalach lo ksovim roitzalem af alpi. Although sheiritzu ksovim zemize, they sent letter to one another. Vaalze vaalideze, and through that nasu, they became oyavim, friends. Mikol mokoyim. Nevertheless, kevin shlonis chabeim oyponim elponim. Since they never became. Seems they never actually saw each other, never met physically. Ein meula avo kol kach. Their friendship is not that close. They ad she never samech bari osoy to see one another when your relationship was based on writings and on letters. He's not such a gewaltige hanor. You don't enjoy that meeting so much, and therefore you don't make a brocha. If a person had a baby, he's in a different country, yeah, your wife gives birth, and you're abroad, and he sees now the baby, if it's 30 days, if it's a year. Imagine you didn't see a baby for a year. Yeah, you can make mechamesim mulachit beis chodesh. Tevada yish lesimcha pevlodoi. Certainly have great happiness to see your baby. Absolutely, Ramoilam will do. You didn't see it. You never saw it before. So the point that Mishnah Berurah says over here is that he explains that the reason why you don't make a bracha if you had prior contact with a person through different ways of communication, by letters or whatever, is because it's not so meaningful to meet him now. If you had a good friend, really close friend, and you didn't see him for 30 days, didn't see him for a year, and now you're seeing him again, you can make a bracha. You're so happy to see him again. But if you never met him in the first place, all your relationship was a written kind of, then you don't make a bracha afterwards, yeah. So 30 days for the bracha of Sheikh Yonu, 12 months for the bracha of Mechaye Hameisim. Yeah, absolutely. One. It's actually that very, that Sheikh Yonu. You want Sheikh Yonu. One Sheikh Yonu.
Why is it
12 months? 12 months is such a long time that you can make Boch Mechaye Hameisim.
Why?
So the Maharsha just explained, Mishnah Berurah says, because there was a Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in between, and you don't know how a person is judged then, and that's why you make, yeah, and that's what you make.
So let's go back to the Shiloh, this FaceTime where it's not letters.
Good.
You have seen the person.
Very good.
Does that mean you've got Chadidus and you can say the Bracha?
Right, what do you think, Abba Yisrael? Based on this Mishnah Berurah now, what do you say would be the halacha? If you had contact with your close friend, you emailed, you text, you were close contact, but you didn't see him for 4 years. Will you make a bracha, yes or no?
You can see them.
If you mamash saw them.
You can see them anyway.
Ah, you mamash saw them. Ah.
Do you say, which way do you say? Do you say it's ischa vivas because you can see them? Or is it that you've seen them, so you never said bracha anyway?
Have I said about your thoughts on that?
I think it's got to be face to face.
It's like having a physical minion on telephone, you know, and then link up.
But you see the person?
It doesn't count. You heard the person, so why would I have a minion on the telephone across the world?
Yeah, you are seeing them.
I don't know. If you actually physically see the person, how great is your simcha bais? One could definitely argue that it's not the same if you actually physically see somebody. And therefore, there is still an element of simcha, and you could make the bracha.
When did you see them?
Yeah. Because it's not the same kind of seeing. But maybe the simcha is diminished, and therefore it's not the same. I'm not sure. Not sure. Okay, and that leads us to the sugya of a bar mitzvah. Yesh oimrim, says the Rama. Some say, mi shenase bnoi bar mitzvah, somebody whose son becomes bar mitzvah, yevorech, He should make the bracha. Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Shepturani, that I'm exempt me'onshoy from the punishments. Shelze, from this boy. V'toiv levarech, and it is right to make the bracha. Peloi, Shem v'malchus, without the name of Hashem. So we're learning over the Ramah brings that in the halachos of Sheikh Yonum. It is very interesting that the whole halachos of Bar Mitzvah in Tal Chelkei Shulchan Aruch are very, very limited. It's very, very little. Extremely little. There's so much Bris Mila. There's tons about halachos of Bris Mila. When it comes to Chasna, Chuppah, Erusin, Kedushin, there's so much there. When it comes to a Bar Mitzvah, even Pidyon HaBenda is quite a lot. When it comes to Pidyon, when it comes to a Bar Mitzvah, his mom is only a minute amount. It's really interesting. Because what? Well,
this is the ultimate deraisa because it goes from not having any, specific
reference
to
mitzvah,
to being
mechuyev
and everything.
Yeah. It's what, yeah. So obviously, because the strength of the chinuch element that we have, so on a day to day, I'm saying there is really it's not. Yeah, but it's interesting. It's very, very interesting that there's so little in it. But over here, we'll bring down the bracha that is to be said is the bracha of Sheptoranim Onshul Shelzeh. Mishnah Berurah points out as follows in Tzivkotan Vav. Bar Mitzvah. Dehainu. Kshenase ben sholosh eser v'yoyim echad. When he becomes 13 in one day, that's when he's Bar Mitzvah. 13 in one day. Which is actually exactly the day of, which is the birthday. Right, because if you count a year, right, it's 13 years plus one day. Ve'achshav nohagu shlo levorech ad shor she'ana mispar lebetzibu v'toyo shliach tzibu. Nowadays, the broch is only recited when a child davens b'toyo shliach tzibu, when he davens for the omud. Or when he lines on the first Shabbos, she'oz, then noid al rabim, he becomes public knowledge, shehu bar mitzvah, is bar mitzvah. Rabbi said this is a really, really critical Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah says, the idea of the brocha is not just a brocha on the birthday. It's not that the brocha is on the birthday. It's like the 11th birthday, 12th birthday, on the 13th birthday you make a brocha. It is much more something else. It is the brocha is to be said when it's a public awareness of him being bar mitzvah. Therefore, you can either say it first time you daven for the omud. Did you daven for the omud on your bar mitzvah? It's very often done. Yeah, you daven, Mari, Mustama, right? Did you? Yeah. So, it's when it's public. Or alternatively, just as good, by the laning, when does the bar mitzvah boy lane, obviously, first time, obviously on Shabbos. So that's when it's the right time to make the bracha of Baruch Sheptorani. When it's a public, look at the last verse of Mishneh Berurah, she'oz noid al rabim, that's when it's public knowledge, shu bar mitzvah, it becomes bar mitzvah. That's when the bracha is to be recited. So, he don't make the bracha just in a randomly, when the first opportunity, like when the father can't wait anymore, he makes, okay, Baruch Sheptorani, off you go. It's not that kind of thing. It's about public awareness, public knowledge. When it becomes public, when it's in the public forum, that's when you make the bracha. Either when it happens for the omud, or it doesn't have to be necessarily during the lining. That's also interesting. You could actually just after ma'ariv, a boy sigh, and then you make the bracha. Baruch Sheptoran Manshus is there. Yeah, there is something about others hearing it. Correct. It sounds from the Mishneh Berurah that there is a point of rabbim. It has to be done in a rabbim, yeah. I don't know if there's an... there's definitely an element of rabbim, yeah. That's just also because Aliyah was going to be by Kirsat Torah. That was it. Kirsat Torah is good. So either Kirsat Torah or after davening. Yeah.
Is it something like a soft piece? It's not like it's a symphony, like a brocha, because it's like...
I don't know about that. To do but I'm not sure. All I know is, I'm not sure. So the Mishneh Berurah now is going to continue. We'll carry on with that tomorrow. That there is actually an element of simcha in it, and it is Sudas Mitzvah. So we'll talk about that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Tonight we learned about the Brochas Shechiyonu, about seeing a friend after 30 days. You make Shechiyonu after 12 months. You make Bichai Mesim. We said the condition is shuchaviv olav habe v'samech b'riyasin. That's probably the reason of the meaning that people don't make the bracha. We said in principle the bracha can be said if you didn't see your wife, your children, your mother. It doesn't make a difference, male or female. We said the bracha is also beside when you see the chachmei yisrael. We spoke about the point that the reason why mechameisim, the bracha of mechameisim, Masho explains, Mishneh Berurah quotes, that it goes after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's why the bracha of mechameisim is recited. This is no cheskas chaim. We then moved on and said that if somebody who knows his friend from written communication, and the first time he actually sees his quote, quote, friend, he can't make a bracha, because he's not as excited to see him as when he actually saw him once and then didn't see him for a long time and then sees him again. So then we moved on to the bracha of Baruch Shem Torani, which is the bracha to be said on the 13th, when a boy turns 13. We said that it is to be recited dafki in a public forum, and more on this point of Bar Mitzvah to be continued, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday. Good Shabbos, Abayza.